Joining us now, the host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla, is back, funny guy, and a great perspective on the reality of things. How are you, bud? Welcome back in.
I'm always amazed they let you and me get back on the air together. This is awesome. I don't know who you got tied up in the control room, but I really appreciate the effort, man. You did a good thing.
You're welcome here anytime. No doubt about that, Jimmy. Listen, I was just talking to a former Colorado State Senator, a Republican, about Kamala Harris and how it's got to be such a tough job for Jen Psaki to get up there every day as she's walking in. I can see her just grabbing her head going, oh, geez, here I go again. I got to defend these idiots. But, you know, when you look at what's happening with the approval ratings in the toilet for both Biden and Harris, I heard there was a CNN report that just came out that talks about their staffs feuding behind closed doors here now. And for CNN to report something like that when they're typically on board with helping Democrats, this is bad when you lose the locker room and the players are arguing.
Oh, you ain't kidding. I mean, the best business to be in right now is to own a liquor store next to Jen Psaki's house because she is going home from those pressers and hitting that Merlot hard. Ooh. If you watch the pressers, you'll see some Merlot teeth up at the podium. They always have to remind her before she gets out there. It's a mess. Think about the numbers. What's so crazy is these are historically low numbers, and people try to make a comparison between them and Trump, JT. But this is the difference, and this is why there is no comparison. 10 months into the Trump presidency, the entire media, all of it, late night television, Hollywood, everything, was pretending Trump was a Russian asset controlled by Vladimir Putin. 10 months into Biden-Harris, the entire media was pretending they know what they're doing. Okay, now it's become obvious that they don't, because their performance is speaking for itself. You see, what happened to the Democrats is when Trump got thrown off Twitter, that left all the spotlight, all the attention, for better or for worse, and it was worse in their case, on their performance. You know, if Trump was around to tweet right now, the media would be covering every word of it. That's why you see so much January 6th coverage out of a place like CNN and MSNBC, is because they'd rather talk about that than the honest debacle this has become. But the fact that the two camps are fighting is hilarious to me, and it's only going to get worse as their poll numbers go down. That's their issue. So if Biden and Kamala were smart, they would start a GoFundMe to get Trump back onto Twitter, maybe bribe Jack Dorsey. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a point. They can't slam him for his tweets. There aren't any. But when you talk about where we're at, if there was a generic ballot out there right now, for the midterm elections, this is pretty exciting for Republicans because it's overwhelming going to be a flip.
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, they're going to kill them. The problem I have is it's no consolation like between now and then where things are bad. Inflation's at a 30-year high. You know, look at the price of gas and how expensive it is nationally. And, you know, as I say, not even, you know, it just doesn't affect like truckers and taxi drivers, which I was for a long time. But even just think about the people on my staff who like to sniff gas, you know. Nobody ever talks about them, JT. Nobody.
Well, Jimmy, always great to chat with you. I love the perspective. Thank you so much. And, this new ABC News poll showing Republicans leading Democrats by 10 points on this ballot, if it were out there right now, for the midterms, 51% to 41%. That is the highest recorded lead in the 48 years of the history of this poll that they put out, the Washington Post and ABC. Not looking good for the Democrats. And when they've got infighting inside their own house, things are not moving in the right direction for them.